That the teeth are attached to?
Oh, your gums.
Hmm? And this?
Is your chin.
And a person puts a hat on his
head.
And ties a tie around his
neck.
And he might have a sore
throat.
And what do you call this part of the throat?
That's, we always call it the Adam apple.
And these are
shoulders.
And this is one
finger.
And three
finger.
And this
thumb.
And this is my right
hand.
And everybody has two
feet.
Okay. And the plural of hand is
feet. I mean, of hands.
The plural of hand is
hands.
Okay. And this part of the hand?
Palm.
And this part?
Wrist.
And this?
Arm.
And this?
Elbow.
And this?
Chest.
And this?
Stomach, I reckon.
And this right here is a?
The legs.
Mm-hmm. And this?
Knee.
And the top part of the leg? Above the knee?
A hip, I reckon. I don't watch it.
Well, are you familiar with the term thigh for this?
Ma'am.
Are you familiar with the term thigh?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what about this?
Yeah, I think I didn't catch it, but you're right, it's thigh.
Okay. And this part of the leg?
Is the calf.
And this part right here?
The shin.
Okay. And this part?
Is the ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
Okay. Will you tell me what time that clock face says? Can you see it all right, right here? The big hand is on 9 and the little hand is on 5.
What time it is?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's on 20 minutes after 8, I would guess, or you think it's
no. If this one's pointing to the 9.
Yes.
And the little one's pointing to the 5. It's not quite 5 o'clock yet. It lacks 15
That's
minutes
right.
of being
it's
5 o'clock.
A quarter of 5.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you call this kind of thing that a carpenter uses?
Sawhorse or buck.
Okay. And what about this that you put up?
That's a wood buck. We use it to saw wood.
And what about this that you put a baby in?
That's a carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Push it.
Okay.
Push the baby.
Would you ever use an expression like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Yes, and catty-cornered, kind of. It means kind of long-pulled.
And when would you use that expression? What would you be talking
well,
about?
If you was trying to frame something, you'd say it was catty-cornered. Or if you was kind of cutting a piece of cloth, it might cut it. Catty-cornered.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is tell me a little bit about how you used to spend your time when you were a boy. What kind of work you did and
I stayed with my father most of the time. He farmed, and when I got able to help, I helped. You see, I grew up here. I was the oldest child, and my father and mother had four more girls. There weren't any other boy. I stayed around the place. I shook.